Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies, the level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
Man. Wow. Bravo, 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 bravo. The truth goddess, Laura Logan. You want to see the opposite of the amazing Laura Logan?
Listen, I couldn't believe my ears when I first heard her comparing Anthony Fauci to Joseph Mengele. She's no longer relevant. She's moved to the margins, and she's adopted this playbook that Donald Trump used and now Lauren Boebert and people on the far right use of being super transgressive to get attention to themselves.
Well, Chris, I think the response is with so many people throughout the country and the world are responding to that absolutely preposterous and disgusting comparison that she made. It's an insult to all of the people who suffered and died under the Nazi regime in the concentration camps. I mean, it's unconscionable.
So you basically see this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. There's two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep. People who have been vaccinated will want to know that they're around other vaccinated people. They want to know that they're in a safe environment. It is a way that we can give confidence to those who are going back into hospitality or events.
What pleasure to be together again and to design the future. We are here to develop the great narrative, a story for the future. In order to shape the future, you have first to imagine the future, you have to design the future, and then you have to execute. Here, I think the next 2 days, we will look how we imagine, how we design, how we execute the great narratives, how we define the story of our world for the future.
And there he is with corporate and governmental world leaders all together. It's their job to take control of our bodies. Boy, that's not rape, is it? To take over every cell in our body and inject our children with cancer-causing systems that literally turn off their white blood cells. No. It's beyond rape. It's murder. Slow, systematic death.
As of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
If we've become so passive, we've let these evil people take control. They took control of the banks. They bought everything up through fiat money. They're devaluing our currencies now. They are at war with us. And they just sit up with a straight face through Big Pharma, release this weapon, control the censorship, rolling it all out and packaging it in political correctness, making all the CEOs basically non-white. So if you criticize Twitter censoring, oh, you're against Indians. They've got it all figured out. That's what's crazy. It's on record. People that take the Moderna or Pfizer shots are twice as likely to die in major German and British government reports. Similar numbers out of the U.S. They just, oh, yeah, it's true. You're twice likely to die. We don't know why. Yeah, heart attacks in football players, soccer players is up 66 times. Any previous record? Probably just a coincidence, no big deal. Go ahead and take your shots.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
About 10 minutes ago, I was sitting in my office writing the headline for today's broadcast that's being posted as we speak on InfoWars.com, and I just wrote the headline as truthful as reality is. I just sat back for a moment and I said, wow, what a crazy time to be alive. What a crazy time to be on this planet. You'll see the headline in a few minutes when it goes up, because I shot it over to one of the editors and writers to officially post it and add some links to it. But Russia is officially threatening to invade Ukraine. And we also have major medical whistleblowers reporting a 14 times at least increase in deaths from heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots since the inoculations began. And the Australian Prime Minister has called out my broadcast and said that he decries me and the guest I had on, a member of their parliament, that said, we've seen the tyranny that happened under Hitler, and it's happening again around the world. And they went, oh my God, you're comparing to the Holocaust. Oh no, you're anti-Semitic. None of that has any basis in reality. It's like them calling Larry Elder a white supremacist because he was is a popular black Republican lawyer who would have been a great governor of California, but clear election fraud. Stop that. So this is just an incredible time to be alive. And we see what an incredible tyranny that we're living under. And the important realization is it's only going to get worse until we wake up to it and say no. So let me just read a few headlines for you now, and when we come back next segment, I'm going to play one of the whistleblowers, a very prominent funeral home undertaker, who looks at the bodies and takes the bodies in, and in many cases, they have the coroner has to come by and sign off on their findings. And he said he's been doing it 14 years himself, and he's seen more heart attacks, more strokes, more blood clots in the last year since the shots started than he's ever seen in 14 years cutting open bodies every single day. And you know, it's funny, when I saw that number, I have a memory, and I remember the head of the National German Pathologist Organization. Pathologists are those that study cause of death. They're coroners. And he said 6 months ago that in just the first 6 months in Germany of the shots, they were seeing on average
20-fold increases in heart attacks and blood clots and strokes, and also blood clots in the lungs. And we get similar numbers from around the world. We also have numbers of a 66 times, that's times, not percent, 66 times, 66 one-hundredths, increase in soccer players in Western countries where they take the shots having heart attacks and many of them dying. I mean, you see it all over the news. But what's the bigger takeaway from this major British undertaker, funeral home director and owner? He comes out and says, I've been bringing this since it started to the state and federal government. I've been bringing it to the coroners. They admit they're seeing it, but they say you're not supposed to talk about it. Remember what all those different heads of universities came out and said in the last year? Oh, we're seeing massive increases in heart attacks. But we're told by the deans of the schools, by the school presidents, the chancellors, depending on what school you're talking about, don't do this or we'll get all our science funding cut off. So they know this. We all know this. And it's just more confirmation every single day. There's another thing about having a memory. I remember a year ago, starting about a year ago exactly, in early December, right through until January 5th, Trump requesting 10,000 National Guard to be in D.C. over the election. I mean, he wanted them before January 6th, a date was announced, because he said he was worried about all the demonstrations and things happening, and Antifa had attacked folks in late November, if you remember. There had been stabbings and shootings. And his supporters were being attacked. I was there when it happened. We'd show up by the hundreds of thousands, and Antifa would wait till nightfall and then attack people in parking garages and on the streets. And so I remember CNN. I remember Fox News reporting Trump requested of the D.C. government that controls the National Guard, unless there's an emergency declared, 10,000 troops, and they told them, no, it has the wrong optics. So that was the default order of the state government. D.C. activates like a state, but there the mayor is like the governor, and they decide what happens with the police, the D.C. police, the Capitol police, the National Guard, unless the president overrides it. So Trump didn't override it, and I remember that on the news and making a big deal about it. And I sure as hell went and looked this morning. Google's suppressing it, but we found the articles where Trump asked for it in December and was refused repeatedly. Now, why is that so important? Well, because yesterday they had a colonel come out and say that the D.C. generals, including Michael Flynn's brother, got several brothers that are generals, that Flynn's brother refused to the troops. No, it was refused by the D.C. constabulary, and that was on the news at the time. But they think we're so dumb now that they're trying to say Trump secretly ordered the military to stand down, and Trump wanted all this to happen. This is the rewriting of history ahead of the January 6th committee and the show trial hearings they're about to have that they think I and others are going to be front and center pawns in. And as Liz Cheney has said, then they're going to say we lied no matter what we say. Of course, I'll tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. And then they'll put me in jail for 5 years per count for lying to Congress, 5 to 7 years per count. And they admit on NPR and NBC and MSNBC and CNN, that's their plan. And they go, oh, but you can't declare the fifth. We'll hold you in contempt if you do that too. So people say, well, Jones, just go testify. You have nothing to hide. Of course I have nothing to hide. I want to know what really happened on January 6th. I want a real investigation. But they don't have any real Republicans. They don't have Jim Jordan. They don't have Devin Nunes. They don't have Steve Scalise on that board, on that committee. They got Liz Cheney. And they had the chairman of the committee on TV last week saying, oh, it's very interesting that they're saying they're going to declare the fifth, talking about me and Roger Stone and others. Well, that just shows they're guilty. We'll put them in jail for that. I mean, he's suing Trump for saying he ran the January 6th attack, and he's the judge, because it's just the legislature, legislature is activated and acting like a judiciary. So the judge in the case is suing the president and saying that we're not allowed to have the fifth. I mean, this is North Korea stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So another incredible example of what we're talking about. And then headlines like this, RoboBank. The IMF warning of economic collapse should get headlines. Yeah, they warned of economic collapse days ago. We mentioned it. It's gotten no coverage. Now there's a lot more news on that front coming up today and how it ties into Evergrande and the Chinese housing market and so much more. So we got that to cover. And that's just three of the stacks here. I've got about 10 more stacks and guests and so much more. But believe me, you don't want to miss today's broadcast. And remember, the propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. When you take the links to our show or tell people about the local radio stations or share articles or videos, it changes the world. So I salute you and I tell you, keep it up, because this is an info war.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. I'm going to hit massive news here in just a moment, but there are a lot of big national and international internet outages happening today with major providers, and one of our big major providers is down nationwide right now, so Infowars.com is down. You'll notice Newswars.com and Band.video are up, and that's because they're on another infrastructure. And that's why we're building and preparing more sites that are offshore and underground right now to stay on air during the midterms. You know what? I'm going to talk about this right now. You know, I've told listeners that we need to raise a lot of money. I've tried to explain this to everybody. When you get deplatformed, you don't get to save everything on YouTube. You don't get to save everything on Twitter or Facebook. You don't get to go live off your phone through their billion-dollar infrastructure. Trillion-dollar infrastructure in some cases. You put it all together with Google, it's trillion-plus investment in over time. Same thing with Apple. Same thing with Instagram owned by Facebook. So we've invested, well, if I say $50 million, that's a low number since the deplatforming. That's why I've been up here plugging and trying to sell products and trying to raise money and trying to sell you great products so you want to reorder them again, because we need all that money to fund things during this critical time. That's why I just sold my house, which I bought a bigger, nicer house because I didn't trust the banks and I knew that there was inflation. So I bought the house 3 years ago as an investment, fixed it up, sold it for twice what I bought it for almost. And then I'm just throwing it all into InfoWars because this is the historic takeover. This is the big moment. This is the big fight. I'm all in, and all of you need to get all in. I want to explain something. The dollar has been devalued 25% in the last year. That's even on the Treasury's own website, because it's all actuaried out for bank loans and things like that. 25% in 1 year of the dollar has been devalued. 50% now, a few months ago it was 40%. 50% of the dollars ever printed in 240 years has been printed in the last 10 months, 11 months. I'm going to say that again. 50-plus percent. It's at 51 last time I checked. They're burning it all down right now. We're crashing right now. We're in the car wreck right now. The house is burning down right now. I don't say that to demoralize you. I say it so you know what's going on. So, what am I getting in here? Well, I'm getting at the fact that we need to have a larger discussion about all this information. Robobank, the IMF warning of economic collapse. They come out 2 days ago and warn of a global economic collapse. And it's not on any of the news channels. And believe me, the IMF has never talked about global collapse. They've talked about collapse in countries they want to take control of. That's exactly what's happening here. But the point is, the fact that they're announcing it now is a huge deal. You know, really, we should be talking about this full time. But notice they've got the COVID rollout, the forced inoculation rollout, and the cutting off of the police funding and infrastructure rollout, and the releasing of prisoners, violent prisoners. That's all to create hysteria and degradation and a breakdown of society. So when things go down, they can blame it on the latest cop shooting of an unarmed black man. And then that will be in the history books of why the dollar went belly up and the republic crashed, when really we'd all been positioned and prepared for it. And that's not my opinion. That's the globalist plan. So we know from our own research and also sources, just as I told you a year ago, over a year ago, I said, as soon as they steal the election from Trump with mail-in ballots, they will then move in to their next phase. And that's where we are right now. And it's the same thing over and over again. And what was the next thing? Massive censorship. I said within a few days of him having the election stolen, I said within a few days of November 3rd, he will be totally kicked off all the platforms. This was all designed to silence him. And his biggest failure will be that he didn't take action. And I begged Trump on air and through private connections, through Roger Stone, to take action against the censorship now. And we even gave him ways to do it, and he did not do it. He listened to Jared Kushner, who is in bed with big tech and was basically a double agent the entire time. And so what's going to happen? You don't tune in to hear what happened a year and a half ago, right? Or 13, 14 months ago. You all heard me say it. You saw us write articles. You saw us do videos. You saw us have guests on. You saw us beg and plead. I'm now here telling you what's about to happen next in the next 10 months. We have 10 and a half months. We have 336 days to the 2022 midterm election that is a referendum globally on whether their election fraud and their coup and their destruction of the dollar and the annihilation of the borders and the race war prepping and all the pedophilia being promoted on whether all and the oil prices, the energy prices being exploded. It's a referendum on whether or not they're going to submit their dictatorship over us and their control and new lockdowns and nightmares and mass arrest and staged terror attacks to be blamed on the resistance. We're now going off the edge of the cliff. If you think things are bad now, this was just a prelude. This was just a taste. This was the leading edge of the storm. It's a globalist, communist, New World Order storm. Not our storm, their storm. And so here we are. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us. They're going to continue to devalue the dollar. They're going to continue to generate and promote massive crime exploding. And they are going to censor and take down all of the American people's communications. Rumble, Gab, Zero Hedge, InfoWars. The only thing left will be a few Republican vestigial organizations that have shown they're never Trumpers, that at key points that they will do what they're told. And those outfits, and you know the names, are the ones force-fed by big tech into all the algorithms to be at the very top. Those individuals will be the only ones left when this main takeover takes place. And then they will be protected at least somewhat into the future to be the loyal opposition of the globalists and pose as the populist movement. And I hope that those people aren't totally sold out to Satan, and I hope they wake up and get on the right side of God consciousness that Dr. Zelenko talks about. But that's where we are. Glenn Beck has now announced and aligned himself, not just publicly, but privately, with the resistance. So has Tucker Carlson. So has Joe Rogan. I really like to see Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire get on the right side of history. But that's between them and God. Ben Shapiro says he believes in God and is God-fearing. Well, then there's no way he can't be with us then if he believes in God. We worship the same God, don't we, Mr. Shapiro? Or do you just wear the trappings of your faith as a cover? I'm not judging you. I'm asking. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says, no, 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 no. stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so there are a lot of massive internet outages taking place across the United States. Infowars.com is down, but because we have band.video and newswars.com on different servers and different infrastructures, they're up. So is band.video. And if you're a new listener and want to share, you just go to band.video. That's the word band and then .video. Or freeworldnews.tv takes you to the very same system. It's just a URL that's not as censored or blocked as much, freeworldnews.tv. You can click on the upper left-hand corner and pull down the Alex Jones Show. And you click on that box over there on the left-hand side that comes up first, and you will see the live show feed daily and then an archive underneath that. Will you guys click on the Alex Jones Show for me? Thanks. Just right up there. You see it? Yeah, it's getting a lot of traffic, so it's loading very slowly. So the reason I point all this out is We literally have paid and worked and built servers in another continent. And we've also done deals and paid to have a server system built in a very strategic location on its own backbone underground. And I'm going to leave it at that. And we have put millions of dollars in to keeping ourselves up. Can't you imagine, as a viewer and a listener, that InfoWars gets attacked a lot? Can't you imagine hackers that work for the globalists come after us? Can't you imagine we're not just deplatformed from these major sites, but major infrastructure won't let us on it as well? Whether it's banking or credit cards or servers or software, all of it had to be done from the ground up. We had to build it all. Necessity is the mother of invention. So what we see 336 days out from the upcoming key midterms is a great beta test of what we are actually going to be facing when they steal the next election, when they declare martial law, when they stage the terror attacks and blame the anti-vaxxers and the people that question the election and those that question Trump, when they try to bring in the real martial law that they've got prepared. They are definitely trying to set this up and trying to do it. And so that's why all of you need to save all the backup URLs to whatever show or whatever program it is you get, because you need to know the backups to get the shows and the information that are the most important to you to share with others or people that have shows or places of information or websites, basically citizen Paul Revere nodes of truth. Need to be building backups as well. You know, we're still on 100,000-watt shortwave that goes all over the world, WWCR, still have a lot of listeners on there. They pick up 4 hours of the daytime show, 3 hours of the nighttime show, and we pay $11,000 a month to have that happen. Even though I can tell you $11,000 in revenue does not come back from it, that's okay. I raise money not to live in mansions, not to, be the biggest fancy pants around. Doesn't mean I don't like a few nice things. But my main mission is fighting the globalists, taking them on. And your support and your financial support is what makes all of that possible. And so many times it's InfoWars and InfoWars alone that breaks a story or finds a story that's not getting enough attention or enough coverage. And then we're able to push it over the top to the next level. And it's you that have done that. So I just want to spend a few minutes here encouraging you all to help keep InfoWars on the air, because we need a lot of capital to finish the... I mean, we've got more than 15 projects going. Reset Wars is one of the big ones. It launches next Monday on the 13th. I pushed it back because of all the stuff that's going on. And then there are a bunch of other big projects that we're working with partners on that are going to launch in the middle of January right now. I don't want to push them back, but, you know, we've got a lot going on. And these congressional subpoenas and the rest of it, if you make one misstep, they set you up and send you to prison. So I've gotten distracted by that and just all the rest of it. But that's okay. That's what wars are like. I stepped into this field. I asked for this. I'm not complaining. I just want to win the fight, and that means I need your prayers. I need your word of mouth, and I need you to buy products that you already need that are excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. But I got to tell you, we are building our own separate infrastructure that is almost ready to be fired up. And it's already been tested. And, of course, the thing about an infrastructure is you don't want just one backup. And I'm not going to tell our enemies how many backups we've got, but we're like shark teeth. We have got a lot of backups going because when they launch a new war, when they start mass arrest, when they make their big move, if we can even pop up for a few hours during that and get information out, that will go super viral and change the whole war. Because you see, if you think people are listening now, if you think suddenly all these big Daily Wire hosts are saying I'm right, and all these big, you know, Joe Rogan saying I'm right, and Tucker Carlson, that isn't about my ego. I'm just seen as a symbol of populism, a symbol of the people, a symbol of the resistance. And I make mistakes, and I'm not perfect, but I am true. I am real. I am with you. I'm totally committed. Everybody knows it. You can feel it at a spiritual level. You see the track record. You know it. We are together. We are connected. I am you, you and me. We are in this fight. We are aligned with God. No matter what damn color our skin is, it's about where our heart and soul is. And so the enemy's done their best to shut us down and break our will and take us off the air. But because of providence and your support, we've stayed on air despite incredible behind-the-scenes struggles and gymnastics. Talk about 3D chess. I don't know if Trump's been playing it. We've been playing it. And so just understand that this is one hell of a time to be alive, and this next 336 days and the aftermath of that, so I'd say the next 400 days or so. Remember I said 79 days of hell will ensue. They're going to have the mail-in ballots. They're going to call it a red mirage. They're going to steal the election. They're going to cut Trump off. They're going to then consolidate power and roll out against us ahead of the midterms to cement their control, and now you're living it. Now you've spent a year watching it all happen. You know the next move. So the enemy, I know, is very, very upset in these Democratic Party-funded lawsuits against us. They don't ask about what I supposedly said questioning an event. It's not about the defamation. It's about what are your satellites? How do you get to radio and TV stations? Give us the name of the satellites. Give us the name of the receivers. Give us the names of the stations. They don't. It's all getting a blueprint to take us off the air when the system makes its big move. So people say, man, Jones, that's scary. How are you handling it? How am I handling it? You're in the same crosshairs. They're coming after everybody. I had four children because I knew I had to bet on humanity, a bet on the future. Even though I knew what was coming, I had them. I'm all in. I know you're all in, but I'm telling you. Everybody's freaking out right now that InfoWars.com's down. Well, we have NewsWars.com. We have Band.Video. And yeah, it's sluggish. We're trying as hard as we can to take millions of dollars and as judiciously as possible get the infrastructures in Europe, in the United States, and in other parts of the world, I'll leave it at that, to stay up. And we're even having developed plans, if the United States completely falls, to escape and to be the resistance outside the fallen republic. And for the first time ever, we've had to start looking at those scenarios, just because there's no point in being totally cut off and watching the ship go down. I'm going to stay here till the last possible minute. But then, like Krypton collapsing, we're going to have to blast off, all right? So just get ready, get with God, get yourself straight with Jesus, because you've got world government taking over that once it takes over is going to inject you with soft-kill weapons that bare minimum sterilize you and in the actuarial tables take many years off your life. So I'm sorry that it came to this. We tried to stop it getting to this point. We tried our hardest. But now at least we're not going to be caught flat-footed in the next phase of the enemy takeover. So, Band.Video, go to the Alex Jones section, find a live feed and share it while you still can. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, so I am about 30 minutes behind in the news I wanted to cover because I was dealing with breaking down the fact that Infowars.com is down, and the millions of people that visited it a day are unable to find it, and our phones are ringing off the hook, and we're getting all these emails saying, how we found the show? Well, band.video or local AM and FM stations across the country who also restream, and then we fire up from our radio and TV satellites. We even have the uplinks here. That way they have trouble cutting our internet off to the satellites. So we've tried to build everything to be as hard to kill as possible when it comes to sending out our signal. But the most important thing that gets our signal out, that gets your signal out, is you. Taking the show, recording it, saving it on hard drives, archiving it. If we don't stop this globalist takeover, the resistance goes on, but it'll be underground. And this could be my last broadcast. Next week could be. Next month. As we accelerate towards the midterms, 336 days out. So we've got to really be real with everybody. You can find today's write-up at newswars.com. Tuesday's emergency broadcast. IMF warns of imminent global financial collapse. Russia threatens to invade Ukraine, while Australian Prime Minister denounces InfoWars. And every bit of that's true. The IMF officially warned of a global collapse. Russia said if you bring NATO troops into Ukraine and say it's part of Europe, we will invade. Because half of it's always been part of Russia. Russian's culture was started there. I'm not defending the Russians. It'd be like if China said they were taking the East Coast or something. It's just ridiculous. So that's happening. Yeah, Biden warns Putin. Ukraine threat mounts war? Asked Drudge. And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And just the inflation story alone is end of the world stuff. And we could talk for days about what that's going to look like, how bad it's going to be. There's no way putting the genie back in the bottle. The only question is, when does it all just totally turn loose? When does the crap completely hit the fan? Because it's already begun to go into the blades. And then the news from all over the world of how these poison injections are killing people en masse and how governments are on record covering it up, all confirmed. It's just staggering. What does the term staggering mean? Like, you learn news and you start staggering. I mean, I've gotten calls about, you know, your grandfather just died. You stagger. You kind of get dizzy. You got to sit down because it's the emotion of all those connections and fishing and hiking and having fun and campfires and they're gone and I got to sit down. You ever people say, hey, you want to sit down for this? That's because a lot of people, you get like stagger. And I will literally sit now in the morning and look at all this. And sometimes I get dizzy. Sometimes I'm driving down the road to work thinking about all this and I almost got to pull over. A few times I have not had a beer, nothing. I just got to pull over to a gas station and just, and I'm somebody that's ready for this. And then I think about all the communist and devil worshipers. They're planning to just have us sign all our rights over to them during this crisis. They'll promise to fix everything if we just give them power. That's the same thing they've done in hundreds of countries. And the minute we do that, it's all over. And you ask, why do they want power? Why do they want to wreck everything? Because they don't like nice neighborhoods and happy people. They don't like people doing well. They don't like well-ordered societies. They like dumbing everybody down and wrecking society and then ruling over it and having power over the filth. There's a real battle between good and evil happening right now. And good has the upper hand. Good was beginning to win 5 years ago around the world. People were waking up to globalism. The new operating system of Renaissance was being re-injected into society. But the old operating system of tyranny wants power and wants to hold on to that power, so it made its move. And now here we are, 336 days out from the next election that is a referendum on everything. And they're like, oh my gosh, we've never seen these mainline Gallup polls have Republicans 11 points ahead in every district. Oh my gosh, it'll be a total rout, a total realignment. The Democrats are over. It's the end of them. You know, if those fake polls show 11 points, it's really 30 points. Of course everybody's against this. But the majority of people aren't talking to friends, family, and neighbors and strangers, so they can still be gaslit. Even though maybe 10% of the public goes along with this fraud, they will still sit there and go along with the fraud, the 90%, because they have been demoralized. They've had their will broken. And we cannot allow this to happen. We cannot get to that point. Obviously, they're not going to inject somebody with a clotting agent, bare minimum, that causes massive chain reaction in your blood, with every cell in your body that replicates, creating a poison virus spike, a spike protein. We asked, how are they going to get away with releasing this bioweapon and killing hundreds of millions of people? Everybody's going to learn it's the vaccine. By the time we learn, we'll be in a financial collapse caused by the lockdowns and caused by the firings of people that wouldn't take the shot and caused by the universal basic income, you know, don't go to work garbage. And then the wars that would come with that. The globals would then start wars during that crisis, so you're hit from so many sides, you then unify under the globalist control because they start a war with Russia or China. And you can just see then the dollar collapsing and what comes out of that, and then it's all blamed on the war, it's all blamed on the race war, it's all blamed on the false flag attack, it's all blamed on the virus. And the only way to stop that is to have a giant epiphany. A chain reaction awakening out of the trance, out of the lie, out of the fraud, and to realize whether you're old or young, whether you got brown skin or white skin, whether you're a Christian or whether you're a Buddhist, you better understand the New World Order doesn't like you, and it's coming after you, and it's evil. And giving into it only makes things worse. And you better understand that the end of the good times is here. All the games are over now. You got hardcore globalist world dominators that want a world technocracy AI-controlled system to carry out your orderly extermination because they think you're stupid and dumb and pathetic and don't have any use. And if you sit there and take it, you don't have a use. But I got news for Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the rest of them. I'm not just useful, I'm better than you. Because I understand what you're doing to these people that aren't as smart as you is wrong because you're missing spiritual smarts. And a Down syndrome 20-year-old person that works at a Walmart and loves their dog and carries out their trash and talks to their neighbors and loves Jesus is a trillion times better than you that have all the mathematical and political understanding to control people. And so I'm with the 20-year-old Down syndrome human who's got a soul. Even though their bodysuit they were given had problems. They were given a malfunctioning suit. I'm with them. I want to be with them, not with you. I'll be with the widows and the orphans and the mentally retarded children. I'm not going to be with you up on your little palace on the hill pretending you're God on your big giant stages. And I'm honored and I'm blessed to be with the widows and orphans and the children. I do not want to be with all you pretending you're God because I'm telling you. You're not going to have to wait, Klaus Schwab, until you die to be brought down to the level you deserve to be at. You're going to pay now. So you keep pretending you're all-powerful. You keep pretending you're God. I'm here to tell you, you're not. I've seen where you're going, and I don't want to be there. So whatever pain I got to go through to not be with you, I'm ready for it. I'll take my licks, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take my licks. I'll take my blows. I'll take what I got to take. I'm not looking forward to carrying my cross, but I'm going to do it because I'm not with you. And everybody just better get through their heads. The only thing that matters is saying to God, I'm not with these people. God, please help me, protect me, and please show me what I should do. And then God will do the rest. But just got to pray that prayer to Jesus, and that dimension will open up, and God is going to give you what you need. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. All right, I'm going to come back with the news out of the UK of at least 14 times increase in heart attacks and deaths, and the government suppressing it. Giant news breaking. It was Joe Rogan this morning sent me the report, and I looked, nobody was covering it. He just found it. I'm going to show this to you coming up next hour. Please remember, I said it today. Yesterday was the last day. Today is the last. Maybe not even tomorrow. I don't know. I'm too busy to come up with new specials. We're almost sold out of everything and can't even hardly have money to buy new products in the future. So whatever. Get a book. Get a film. Get a T-shirt. Store-wide free shipping. Apparel is being sold at cost. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is so good for your body and your immune system. DNA Force Plus is incredible. It's 40% off. They're both 40% off. Those sales have got to end because the products are selling out. But I've just been so busy with all the news, I haven't done it. And InfoWarsStore.com is up. It's up. It's on other servers. So you can go there and buy the products, and so is Bandai Video. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.